Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Comes Paw.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Paw!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market?
Sort of. Visit AflacSP.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
It came upon the midnight gleam, that glorious...
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Josh Groban, G-R-O-B-A-N, is the guy you're hearing behind me there. We're going to play a bunch of his stuff today on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, everybody, by the way. Just kind of got introduced to him by my outstanding board op Johnny, and he's found some good music for us, and so, but I want to make sure we tell you who that is. Josh Groban. He's a contemporary singer, and I'm sure you can find his stuff wherever. So, and that's his Christmas album, by the way. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I think I forgot to say that. Merry Christmas, everybody. It is Christmas Day. I'm live on Christmas Day, as I have been every Christmas Day that we've had a Christmas Day on Monday through Friday since 1997. I've been right here with a live program, and most of the time for many years I've talked about my being accused of being a Scrooge, and some say that I am, and they might be right. But I'd like to offer at least three exhibits in my defense. Number one, the early part of my career was spent in retail. Yeah, that's right. All you folks in retail, you know what I'm talking about, right? Retail is tough, especially on the holiday spirit. There's a syndrome for everything else, isn't there? But why not one for retail survivors like me, maybe even you? Let's call it the PTHSS, Post-Traumatic Holiday Shock Syndrome. Except for retailers, sometimes it's not so much post, is it? Sometimes it's during, right? Because the Christmas season starts earlier for retailers, and of course we got the 13th week, what we used to call the 13th week in retail, coming up next week, or any time after today, and so it's tough on retailers. So that was my early career, and that kind of messed up my Christmas spirit there. Number two, since I don't wait until the holidays to give someone a gift, I just don't get all worked up about holiday giving. If I want somebody to have something in May, I don't say, okay, I'll buy this and put it up until Christmas so they can have it. I'll give it to them right then. So when the holidays comes around, you know, it's just not, the gift giving thing is not that big a deal to me. Not that the ladies. Don't, you know, not that they mind getting stuff all year. Let's not lose our heads. It's just that they want me to be giddy about giving at Christmas time. Giddy? Bah, humbug. Number three. As an avowed and devout contrarian, it would be antithetical for me to feel obligated to do what everyone else is doing. And if there's one thing that has become part and parcel of the holiday season, it's obligation. For example, A, if someone gives my significant other and me a last-minute gift before Christmas, other feels obligated to reciprocate. I don't. I'll do something nice for them in March. B, after the Christmas cards have been sent, if an incoming card is received from someone not on your list, do you rush out to get a card out to them right away? Not me. Maybe next year. In the world according to Blasingame, giving should be voluntary, not obligatory. To a Scrooge, and this is important, folks, remember this, to a Scrooge, not reciprocating is actually endearing. It's not that I don't like the holidays. As a Christian, this is an important time in my faith life. As a capitalist, the importance of holiday spending in our economy is not lost in me, and as many of you know, I've got two kids and three grandkids, three little grandsons. So, you know, it's just, this Christmas is important. But I just don't care for what we self-absorbed humans have wrought on the holiday season. And if that makes me a Scrooge, guilty as charged. But on behalf of my misunderstood brethren, and this isn't politically incorrect, apparently, there are no female Scrooges, let me clear up a few things. Scrooges, number one, Scrooges are lovable, huggable, and yes, even cute sometimes. Number two, it's a myth that all Scrooges are skinflints. Some are actually quite generous, but their generosity isn't obsessive, and it doesn't come with giggles. Number three, Scrooges can be quite caring and compassionate without saying, "Bless their hearts," over and over again, as proof, and to influence an acquittal for me. I offer two challenges into evidence, one for me and one for us. I challenge myself to be more receptive to and tolerant of the silly parts of the holiday season and those who perpetuate the silliness. But please be patient. The mill of a Scrooge grinds slowly. I challenge us to be more generous, loving, thankful, and spiritual all year long, not just during the holidays. Imagine what would happen if we all practiced peace on earth, goodwill toward everyone, every day. It might sound something like this. Let's help those people right now. Yeah, right here in the middle of July. Peace to you and yours. Shalom. Salam. Que la paz esté con ustedes. Pardon my, for all my Spanish-speaking friends, that's my best shot at that, by the way. And so, but, you know, folks, think about this. As wonderful as Christmas is, and as big a deal as it is, and as I say in my faith life, just as it is in many of yours, let's try to have this kind of feeling, this kind of spirit. The good feeling you get when you help somebody this time of year? You know, the families that you're helping, the angel tree thing, and your churches are giving to families who need help, and you do that and you feel so much better. How about if we all did that all year long? How about if in the middle of July we ask somebody, at our church maybe, we say, "Do you know anybody who needs food? Do you know anybody who's having a hard time right now?" What if we did that all year long? Wouldn't that be great if we could have that kind? You can get that kind of feeling, folks. We can all get that kind of, provide that kind of help, and we can get that Christmas spirit, that Christmas feeling all year long if we do that. Going to take a quick break. Going to come back after these messages with, I want to remind you, everybody, myself included, that there are men and women standing a post around the world for you and me. We're going to talk about them when we come back after these messages. 20 after, here's Josh Groban again. Isn't that a great? That's maybe my favorite one. The little drummer boy. How can you not get in the Christmas spirit listening to that music, that song? The voice is Josh Groban, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to say his name a lot, I guess, the next couple of hours, because we're going to use his music. It's the best I've heard in a long time. And I'll get you the actual name of the album in a little bit later on. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Merry Christmas, everybody. We're live on Christmas Day right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Not doing a lot of business stuff, pretty much just things that are on my mind right now. And one of the things that's on my mind right now on this Christmas Day are the men and women in our military. Every year that I've done my radio show on Christmas Day, which is every one since 97, that I've done, I've reflected on our men and women in the military. One of the reasons is because ever since then, my son has been a member of the military, and there have been more than one Christmas when he was standing a post around the world, and at least a couple of Christmases where he was in harm's way, serious harm's way, in a combat zone. And me having spent 15 years wearing the uniform myself, I like to take a few moments and think about the men and the women that we have around the world in the U.S. military, or any military standing a post right now, any man or woman out there who's putting their own lives, they're subordinating their own lives, their own time, on behalf of the service of their country. We just owe them a debt of gratitude, folks, that we can never repay. And then we think about those who've paid the ultimate sacrifice, and the thousands over the years who have been wounded and harmed and crippled in many different ways. We owe them so much. And even though things have settled down an awful lot in Iraq right now, things have settled down an awful lot in, even though Afghanistan's kind of picking back up a little bit, unfortunately. Regardless, it seems that those people aren't exactly on our minds these days, and I want to make sure we don't forget them. And so I want to read this Christmas poem, this soldier's poem. And again, I've always said I don't know who wrote this. I wish I did, but here it is, and I'm going to try to get through this. 'Twas the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I'd come down the chimney with presents to give, and to see just who in this home did live. I looked all about. A strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings by mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of a far distant land, with medals and badges, awards of all kind. A sober thought came through my mind, for this house was different. It was dark and dreary. I found the home of a soldier, once I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder. Now I pictured, not how I pictured, a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read, curled up in a poncho, the floor for a bed? I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon round the world the children would play, and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom every month of the year because of the soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. Their very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees. I started to cry. The soldier awakened. I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watching for hours, so silent and still. And we both shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure, and he whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure." One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all a good night. I still wish I could find out who wrote that poem. I don't have a name. It was sent to me many years ago, actually in 97. I received this in November of 97 by email, and I've read this poem every year, even when Christmas was on the weekend. I did it the Friday before, and it just reminds us, folks, in a very poignant way, that we owe so much to those who've served before and to those who are serving now. We owe them so much, and I hope today you'll stop just for a moment and say a little prayer for all of them. Merry Christmas, everybody. Quick break. Right back after these messages. Andrew Sherman on the other side of the break. Here's Josh Groban to take us out again.
The King of Kings, salvation brings. Let love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.